Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening. To Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
What would happen if you didn't follow the established path? Would you feel scared or proud? Could you explain that helping the people of Peru improve their own community would also have an effect on your own? Would you rather make your own way or spend a lifetime saying, what if? Life is calling. How far will you go? Peace Corps. To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or go to peacecorps.gov.
Hi, I'm Mark Husson. When I created 1-2-listen.com, I envisioned a service that could offer immediate relief from the dilemmas of daily life. On demand. I knew that many of you have been hurt by similar services on the internet because I've been in this industry for over 25 years, and I know that when you're hurt, the promise of a fix sounds irresistible, regardless of who's offering. The advisors at 1-2-listen.com are extraordinary, not because they've endured weeks of observation and testing, but because they promise to make their work here their number one priority. That means you will be speaking to someone who's here for you. We're not a perfect service, but we believe becoming a perfect service starts with having the courage to strive for perfection. I am Mark Husson, and 1-2-listen.com and the 1-2 family are my purpose. Give us a try. And if you've tried us before, try again, because I'm convinced that life is better when you don't feel alone. Thank you.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source, a spiritual guidebook for navigating life's journey. You're listening to Life Conversations Radio.
I know that everything around me is perfect. my renaissance. Flow, shed this light, let it glimmer on souls. When it all falls, let it simmer on hope. Just yesterday, I was blue holding my head. Living in a world with so much death, I just wanna live with no regrets. Golden sunlight, the soldier's young mind. It's morning gunfights and running for one time. I love the night, but I prefer the dawn. When the city yawns, have no pity on me. Walk along before I pass the torch. Craft the future in my fragile palm. The hand is down, you are the last resort. And through you, I live on.
When I look into your eyes, I see your sunlight. Got the sun in the sky, your future.
Yes, do you know that everything around you is perfect? Do you know that tonight? I want to welcome you to the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. I am your host, Celeste Morgan, and we are going to take a mystical journey. Celestial path to numbers. But before I do that, I want to greet the guests in the chat room. If you want to join the party, you sign on to Blog Talk Radio, and you can partake in the conversation that will be joining you shortly. I want to thank the beautiful people on the phone line. It's always wonderful when you spend your Sunday night with me, and to you, phenomenal people in the archives. No matter what time you listen, is right on time. So I want to thank you for joining me, whatever time that is. And I really appreciate those of you who go back to re-listen, because each of these shows on Life Conversation Radio Network, I find for myself that when I go back, that I haven't picked up before. So I just want to thank you for tuning in again and again and again. All right, that's enough goofing off. I'm going to talk about my biggest passion tonight. But before I do that, I want to introduce you to the other shows on Life Conversations Radio Network. See, I'm a part of a family here. And you can join me tonight by calling 347-426-3346. I am doing readings. We're going to play with numbers and tarot. And we're going to get a little deeper on the path of pleasure for me. And I'm hoping that my path to pleasure will help you open up to whatever path you want to follow in your life. See, I got it now. I understand that now. Everybody might not see numbers the way I do or get excited about it, but I do have a gift in opening up its meanings. So when you join me on the Celestial Show, I'm very happy to take your hand. I'm not going to drag you on the path, but I'll lead you there. I just heard I'll take you there. Yes, I will take you there. All right, so let's get down to these shows, because there are phenomenal things happening in the astrology world, too. I want to make sure we get that, but I also want to share a spiritual practice with you. We're going to do it together from now on. Every Sunday night, I am going to pull cards for the week. I usually do this for myself first thing on Sunday morning, but I've been holding off on my own reading because I wanted to share it with my Celestial Show family. So we're going to do that. We're going to make sure we do that every week, and also tap into some of the number that's actually running today. Okay? So let me tell you about my wonderful family here. Life Coach today, Ade Malani Fawoshe, he's the head of the network. He also has a show here called the Ask Life Coach Today Radio Show. That's my home base. That's where I hang out from Monday through Wednesday, 12 to 2 p.m. Eastern. I offer the energy of the day at 1 o'clock. on Life Coach Today is dropping some spiritual gems for you tomorrow. He wants you to know. Now, lean in, because this is hot. You are not qualified to judge yourself. What? What's he talking about? You got to find out at 12 o'clock. He's going to drop some soul food into your consciousness. You definitely want to make sure you are in the house for that, okay? And then on Thursday night, we have Ambassa Cesera. Yes, we have Ambassa Cesera at 7 p.m. Eastern, Life Coach Today. I'm going to say it again because, you know, his name just rolls off the tongue. Demola Anifaloche will be her special guest, rejoining her on the playground. And they are doing some phenomenal work around working on your goals and your dreams and desires, particularly with this summer season. Ambassa is saying it's the time to be jolly. We don't have to wait for December to experience Christmas. This time right now is the time to be jolly. So they have talked 3 times already, and the conversation just gets better and better. So if you don't get enough of Life Coach Today, you will definitely continue to check them out this week. And then this Wednesday is Ancestral Blueprints. It's the last Wednesday of the month. Lisa Iverson and Life Coach Today join together to talk about how the ancestral blueprints in your life might still be impacting you today. So what's going on with, or what has gone on with your ancestors, what's going on in your DNA that might be impacted by that? Phenomenal show. Definitely want to check that out. And, of course, there's me, the Celestial Show, Celeste Morgan. I bring numbers and tarot and music and movies and who knows what else might show up. But my main key is to get you ready for your week, you know, to tap into your inner joy using these tools that I have. And I want to let you know something. I want to show you how you can do it. So I'll be bringing in tips as well, so that you can play with these numbers yourself, because it's all online. It's just that each of us have a different stroke, paint stroke, and how we like to color the pictures of what numbers mean and what astronomy means and astrology and tarot and everything else. So I might be able to pull from a lot of different sources. What I want you to do is when you hear me, describe what the energy of the day is, and you can hear all those pieces that I'm pulling in. I want you to tune into which part makes you light up. Because there's more than one way at looking at the special guest tonight, which is the number 5. Yes, 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 it's very, very yummy. We're going to play in that area as well. So you are listening to The Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. I am your host, Celeste Morgan. If you want a reading tonight, I'm so happy to drop cards for you. The number is 347-426-3346. So, have you guys heard? Have you heard about what's happening tomorrow? July 29th. It is spectacular. So, let me give you a little bit of that, and then we're going to pull the cards for the week, okay? So what's happening tomorrow is, it's called a grand, I want to make sure I get this right, it's the Star of David, Merkaba, Grand Sextile Portal on July 29, 2013. This is when we will experience a rare Star of David configuration in the heavens. I'll stop while you breathe through that. Did you hear me? We are going to experience a rare Star of David configuration in the heavens. It's actually 2 grand trines, one in water and one in earth, all feminine, which create this configuration called a grand sextile. And many names and much symbolism has been tied into this secret, geometry. Now, I didn't do well in geometry in school, so do not call me asking about these numbers, okay? I'm just telling you there's going to be a 6-point star with the planets. I'm not going to front. But, you know, I'll give you a little bit more about my number story later. Okay, but the key is that this open, supportive energy that is accessible for those who choose to tune into it. And that is the key. Now, as with everything, nothing's magical. It's going to happen on its own. It is up to us to bring the magic, to add our magic to creation. This energetic portal is an opening in the subtle realms. So to tune into it, all we need is our relaxed awareness. It is simply an opportunity to find a moment of connection, of prayer, to visualize peace. So we're going to use this moment to meet in our hearts in a place of intention, the place of dream time, and hold a vision of peace for our planet. Now, I know everything is magical indeed. Yes, this is true. And I almost lost my fairy license for saying that. Life is magic. Breathing, this moment right now, us being able to connect is magic. Yes, yes, I'm being energetically corrected, and I so appreciate that. Everything is magic. I take that back, okay? We got that? Everything is magic. And you want to hear some more magic before I tell you about what number's running tonight and before I pull my cards? Or, excuse me, it's going to be our cards because we're going to take this walk. Guess what number is running tomorrow? I'm just saying. Are you ready for this? Six is running tomorrow. We have a six-pointed star that's going to be configured by the planets, all the feminine, water and earth planets. And the number six is running, which is ruled by Venus. You cannot tell me 2013 is not the year of the sacred feminine. Okay, the heavens are even telling us that. Ooh, wonderful. Absolutely. So absolutely. Beautiful. Great. I am going to come to you, Mother Wit. But before I do that, I am going to start the show with the three-card reading for the week to get us ready. Because I always say I'm going to do this. And I don't. And as soon as I do that, I'm going to bring in my beautiful sister, Mother Wit Wisdom, who has so much to share about the sacred feminine. I'm very honored to have her join me. Okay, so what I'm doing right now is I'm going to the Mother Peace Tarot deck. I hope you can hear me because I'm doing that girl thing, holding the phone with my ear to my shoulder, shuffling. I'm so excited. I usually do this for myself. I feel like I'm sharing this sacred practice with my family. And what better way to do it? Okay. So I'm doing a three-card draw. I'm asking in my heart very quietly, inviting the energy to let me know what are some of the things we need to think about and focus on this week. All right? So the first card, isn't this interesting? Don't you love it? I do love it. Okay, we've got the Sun of Cups reversed, all right? The Sun of Cups is, in the Mother Peace Tarot cards, considered to be the perfect lover. This is a man who is connected with art and science. He's in a lotus pose. He's chilling. He's playing the flute. He's calming us all down. As the Sun, S-O-N, of Cups, he might be considered a prince or a knight. No, a page. It would be the way the Rider-Waite folks would say it. But this is someone who is learning to tap into cups, and cups are all about emotions, okay? It's reversed, which means that we really want to take this time this week to tap into our gifts of our art and our science, to balance the feminine and the masculine. Because when we're out of balance with that, we can't create. We can't move into our connections. You know, you need the sacred masculine and the sacred feminine blended to truly create. And the Sun of Cups is a manifestation of one who has blended his feminine with his masculine. When this card is reversed, it means we really need to focus on it. Focus our attention on blending so that we can feel the peace, the love, the compassion of this perfect lover, to be a perfect lover to ourselves. So we're going to turn that up, right? We got the message. We're going to agree to make sure that we are taking our meditative time to tap into our Priestess of Cups energy. Now, the Priestess is the queen. She's the queen of the emotions. She is loving. She is caring. She has, she's on my card, she's a part mermaid, part woman. And that speaks to the mystery of the depth. Don't be afraid to go into the deep and get ready for a haul. And the card of warning for this week is the Three of Swords. And Swords is air, which is about our mental perceptions. And the Three of Swords usually speaks about drama, drama, drama. You've got three women engaged in a sword fight, and they're all attacking each other. So isn't that an interesting balance as we move into the week of we need to chill out, we need to tap into our queen energy within our emotions, so that anything that's showing up that might present this sense of competition, this sense of fear, we can lovingly bypass it. So that's your Mother Peace Tarot reading of the week. I hope you got that. I'm going to repeat it again in case you want to look it up for yourself, because you can find these things online. We have the Sun of Cups for the beginning of the week. So for us to focus on our meditative peace, we have the Priestess of Cups, the Queen, graduating up the emotional level. We can handle it. It's our inner realm, our inner thoughts. If this were the Priest of Cups, it would mean that we're mastered it already. The Priest is still master, but it's more about our inner world, okay? And then the Three of Swords, what's going on in our mind? And I'm going to steal from Life Coach today right now. We are not qualified to judge ourselves. So we can avoid these sword fights with ourselves, with other people, when we decide to get away from the drama, get away from creating stories, and we'll be just fine. So there you have it. I'm going to invite my dear, beautiful sister, Mother Wit Wisdom, to join me in this moment. Hello, Ms. Valerie. How are you doing, sweetie?
Hey, Celeste. I'm doing wonderful. I love your show. I really do. And everything that you said about this week is right on point, because it's happening.
Is it happening? Who do you want me to get? You want me to get my sword? Oh, it's a sword of peace, people. Calm down.
It's a sword of knowledge. Yes, I want you to get your sword. And yes. I called for a general reading.
Sure.
And some information about the number 15. 15 is...
Oh, are you kidding me?
No, it's been coming up with me. So I have...
Girl, that
15.
Is so yummy. Where do I start first? Okay, let's pull your cards, because, see, I don't want to get distracted. Girl, I played 15 so much, you know, and I'm saying this while I'm shuffling, family. I see you. I love you. I want to thank all you guys for being with me. So beautiful, sweet tea. And some other names and numbers I don't recognize. Hello, hello, hello. All right. So, yes, Mother Wit, you've called the right person for the number 15. You really have, but I'm not going to go there, because I want to put all my energy into these Mother Peace Tarot cards to see what is showing up for you.
Okay.
All right. And you, by the way, had a phenomenal show last week about the sacred feminine and the goddesses and the pulling up the Kundalini. Girl, work it out.
Thank you.
It is what it is.
It is.
Which is Mother Witch Show. Okay, you can catch her as well on Blog Talk Radio. So I'm very honored that she comes to me for general readings, because we can as easily go to her. Okay. Oh, my goodness. Yes, Mother. Mother, where you cutting up over here? These are so beautiful. You know, I really wish that I could take a picture and send these to you. Honey, you got the Nine of Wands to the right. So there's a lot, you got a lot of energy, okay, going. The Nine of Wands, and I just want you to picture the colors. You got red, you got yellow, you got the chakra. You've got the root chakra for red. And isn't that one of your favorite colors, red?
It's beginning to be. Lately I've been dabbling. I've been given the Woman in Red title, so it's becoming that thing.
Interesting. Well, red is the number of security. Though I know it has, but I can get distracted by going into the other ways that our culture, in particular, see the color red. And I say our culture, African Americans. My grandma didn't like the color red. Red was bad girls, but I love red.
Yeah.
You know, but we're not going to go there. Red for us, for the chakras, speak to security and our bones and earth. And that element is earth, right? Mm-hmm. So then we have this beautiful older woman, absolutely nude, naked. She is, as I keep saying, unconditional love and acceptance for herself. As the Nine of Wands, and wands being fire, passion, creativity, sexuality, sensuality, with all that energy, she is using it to regenerate herself. It's to the right for you, so you are working overtime and making sure that you are not losing your power.
Yeah, that's been the case. I had a visit from grandmother, and we did get naked sitting before the fire, and that was the first time that has ever happened. So that card is a definite confirmation of her appearance and energy, and everything you said is so right there, right on point.
Well, then get ready for the snakes that are on the left and right of her. One's red and one is green. That's that Kundalini coming together.
Kundalini. Transformation and transmutation.
There you go. So you're pulling your energy to yourself, not throwing it out. I almost want to tell you to relax a little bit because nine is at the end of the cycle. You're okay, Mama. You are okay, Mother, for real, okay? Because then we move into the Ten of Wands. So after this woman has taken her power, has filled herself with the joy of being and understanding of who she is, she goes off and dances with the Ten of Wands, which is another fire card. This card actually warns of, you know, you can be so caught up in the spirit that you can get lost. These women are dancing. There's a young woman in front of a scribe who's writing down what she's saying, and there's a drummer, and there are a whole other bunch of women who are dancing ecstatically as the sun is setting. And the woman in front, the young woman in front, and I love the aging in this. You've got an older woman, and then we have a young woman, and the young woman is actually the prophet. She's the young one who the spirits have decided to come to speak to, and she, her story is being written down while the sisters are dancing. So this would speak to me of you connecting with community of women and sisters who connect in this way, who can balance your energy,
yes,
which leads me building that family,
I'm looking
right?
For that circle of sisters. I'm looking for that circle of sisters, yes. I'm reaching out to them.
They're here. They are present, sister. They are. And then at the end, I love this, you're by yourself again and under a full moon, and you're learning how to balance yourself with a stork. It's a yoga pose. There are two feathers that have made the infinity sign underneath the full moon. So then you release by the waters. It's swords, air, mind. You've released anything that you're fearing in your mind, and the Two of Swords brings us into the duality of oneness, and you're able to balance this energy. Very powerful, because you've got the fire element with wands, And then you have the air element with swords, and that's a masculine energy, but all featuring women. Powerful. So do regenerate. Do connect with the community of women and trust yourself to walk alone, to balance yourself, to release any excess that does not belong to you. Now, does that make sense to you?
It does, and I'm going to look up stork because when animal presents itself, its significance has something to tell you as well. So I'm going to look that up. Thank you.
Yes, and I also know that you're focusing on the womb, and you know how the stork is connected to birth.
Yes, I do. I do.
There you go. Wow, Mother, thank you for allowing my audience, my listeners, to tap into your very powerful reading, because I don't know a single woman who doesn't need to follow these paths of take care of yourself, find a community, and make sure you release through balance under the full moon. It's a gift. I appreciate you, darling.
I love you.
I love you too. I love you too. Oh, thank you so much for sharing your wisdom and your gift with all of us.
You're welcome. Don't forget 15.
Oh, girl, see how I got lost? Let me break it down to you real quick. Now, you know in numerology people would want you to add that 15. I traditionally don't. The reason why I don't is because the 15, if I add it first, I lose some of the jewels, some of the juice from it. 15 in tarot cards is the devil. The devil is the shadow. Now, you see, you've already got a full moon over here in your reading, okay? So the full moon puts a light on those places where we need to focus, where we need to work, right? It shines the light on that, on our illusions. So 15 as the devil in tarot cards is connecting you to your shadow side, your ego side. Now, here's the other thing about 15. 15 is the wolf in medicine cards. And the way that I think about the number 15 is that the wolf, and I know that you're connected to the wolf, the white wolf. The wolf is the teacher. It's not an animal. It's through a lot of other stories that the wolf has been seen as evil. But you and I both know that for Native American culture, the wolf is a grand teacher. It's not an evil being coming to eat up little children and take their grandma the way we've been taught.
No, it's kids.
The wolf
family is
the teacher. The devil helps you tap into your projections, your shadow, your illusions. So the devil and the wolf walk together for me, particularly in the way that we think about our perceptions. So you're invited to tap into your ego, your illusions, and allow those things that you have deemed to mean other than what they're supposed to become your teachers so that you might in turn teach us. Now, when I reduce that 15, we get a 6, and I find the balance of the lovers in tarot and the snake in medicine cards, and we're in a black water snake year. Sacred feminine. The snake is also the teacher and the healer. It means transmutation, being able to change lead into gold, from pain into pleasure. You got that?
I got it, sis. I got it. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thank you for reminding me. I get caught up in tarot. I almost forgot. Thank you so much. All right, family, I need you to go get some water. We're going to take a quick break, and I'll be right back with you. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, this is Mark Hussin, founder of 12radio.com, and I'm here to support Life Coach Ade. I like what Life Coach Ade does. I like the Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan, and I like the message that's given out. If you like the message and you have a product that you'd like to also announce that would reach like-minded people, consider sponsoring the show. The pricing is great, and details will be given after this message. Keep spreading the love, guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mark. To get more information about our sponsorship package, send an email to radio@lifeconversationsradio.com. That's radio@lifeconversationsradio.com. It's not always easy to see what is coming at you, or better yet, for you. You need someone in your corner who can help you navigate those blind spots. Life Coach Ade has a unique ability to guide you toward clarity with compassionate coaching and an amazing sense of humor. As a coach for over 15 years, Life Coach Ade has been working closely with people and freeing them to live their best life. If you are in a spot where your best friend's advice or family member's tips are not working for you, you want to step onto the playing field of life with a coach who will walk with you and support you in tapping into the best in you. When you are done with Life Coach Ade, you will be the change you want to see. He'll give you practical tools to finally embrace all of you and empower you to step into your greater yet to be. For a 45 minutes complimentary session, email Life Coach Ade at ask@lifecoachade.com. That's ask@lifecoachade.com or call 678-561-0607. That's 678-561-0607. Be still, listen, and be transformed.
Hey folks, it's Jenny Cressman. I've worked in the field of woman abuse for almost 20 years now, and I have a challenge for you. I want to challenge you to help end violence against women. Now that may seem like a big, hairy, scary project, but if we all work together, anything's possible. All I want you to do is talk about it. That's my challenge. Whenever appropriate and safe, tell people that abuse of any kind is absolutely unacceptable. If someone says it's a woman's fault she was abused or tells a joke that puts women down, call them on it. Stand up, speak out, and stop abuse and violence against women. Just saying that's not right is a big step towards greater equality. You can make a difference. You can help make the world a better place. Just talk about it.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Life Conversations Radio.
Giving a voice back to the community, 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 to the community.
Welcome back to the Celestial Path to Numbers. I want to make sure I get you your energy of the day. I know Dina Tuff. I know you're out there, girl. I know five is not your number. I want to give you a little bit of that, and then I know we have another caller, Tony, from New York. I'm going to come right to you. But, you know, this is a really special show for me because I'm getting to showcase everything that I love about numbers and the way I pull in tarot and medicine cards and animals and everything else. But one of the things that I love about the number five is when I started out with numerology, I often heard, five is about change, five is about challenge, five is about freedom. And people would actually get nervous about it. Five in tarot is not considered to be a great number. But five is so sexy, and I'm about to tell you why. Okay? So it's the energy of the day, and if it happens to be your birthday today, then this is your lesson number for the whole year. Five is ruled by the planet of communication, Mercury. Mercury was a messenger of the gods, and it represents five. Freedom, challenge, and change. But it also shows up for a beautiful African goddess, we call her Mauritius, the lady of the rivers and sweet waters, Oshun. Okay, her sacred number is 5, and she connects us deeply with femininity and the power color of yellow. Yellow for the solar plexus. Very nice. She reigns over love, intimacy, beauty, wealth, and diplomacy. Now, 5 also is the Hierophant or Tarot, or a high priest, and we get to take authority about how we want to live our life instead of conforming to societal demands. Fun little note about the Hierophant and Tarot is that it is ruled by the sign of Taurus, and the sign of Taurus's ruling planet is the planet Venus, which is also about love, beauty, harmony, and sensuality. Now, that's a power-packed punch of love waiting to be discovered. So trust your inner teacher and remember to use your voice, because the 5th chakra is the throat chakra. Communication is the key to stepping fully into your freedom. And don't forget the honey, for it also represents Oshun and the bear and medicine cards. The number 5 is the bear and medicine cards, and its gift is the power of introspection. Now, you see all those fun connections with the number 5? The next thing I'm going to let you know is I'm making a commitment that every day you can find this information on my Facebook wall so we could be interactive throughout the week on my personal Facebook wall and on my Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan fan-like page on Facebook. So you can find that information again there, and we could go deeper, but I don't want to keep Tony on hold for much longer. So, Tony, from New York, how are you doing?
Hello.
Hi, Tony. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. And yourself?
I'm great, Tony. You like a reading tonight?
Yes, I would. Thank you.
Okay. Okay. Anything in particular, Tony, or just a general reading?
Yeah, I guess my question was dealing with career, but specifically I will point out publishing aspirations.
Interesting question on this number 5 day with Mercury, since Mercury is the planet of communication, and we have a 5th throat chakra. All right, my brother, give me 1 second here. I'm going
sure.
to the Mother Peace Tarot deck. Okay, Tony, what I see for you is the Daughter of Swords. The Daughter of Swords is about testing her ability, okay? She has a sword in the air, and sword and tarot is about your mind, what you're thinking about, what you're contemplating. Now, she's testing her ability, and what she's doing is she's whistling for a horse to come and take her off of this high mountaintop. Mountains in tarot means challenges and fears. So this is a really strong card. This is a powerful card. It's active. And what I'm getting for you is that this is about the first step is tapping into your mind power, thinking that what you want to publish, what you want to create, that you're not using, I'm hearing, negative thoughts to block you from your own blessings, thoughts, fears, questions. I'm getting a really strong do it kind of energy, which is interesting. You got a lot of mind stuff that's happening here because on one hand, you have a woman on top of a mountain who's using her mental persuasion and her mouth to be able to find her own escape off of this high mountain. This is about a warrior. This is about someone who's able to utilize their abilities. And then we have this energy of a woman who is using her mind, but she's focused on the earth. She's sitting in a yoga pose. A parrot is watching her baby, and she's meditating. And in her mind, I see a thought bubble of her hand and a third eye. So there's that just do it energy combined with the relax, meditate, focus your energy. Like, I don't know if you've been worrying about this a lot, but the next card really gives me the next piece for you, which is you got to let go. I've got the Ten of Swords, and in the Ten of Swords in Mother Peace Tarot is what's called the Thelma and Louise card. Do you know what Thelma and Louise is, Tony?
Yes, I did see the movie.
You saw the movie? You know, at the end when they decide to screw it, we're just going to jump over this thing?
Yes.
And we don't know whether they survived or not? Got that image in your head?
Yes.
Excellent. Because you got 10 women jumping into the water, honey. They drop their swords. They let go. Now, jumping into the water is jumping into the emotions. Tony, what I'm really feeling right now for you is that this has been a real logical, analytical way about going about this path. And I'm feeling that you need to really step into your passion to create for that publishing piece, for your career piece. You're spending a lot of time thinking. Now it's time to let go and really start to write down what you really want. Do you know what you really want to do, Tony? Do you have a clear vision, a mental image?
Yes, I do believe I have one.
Okay. You believe, you think? You're going to have to act like this dream is your woman. You got me?
Okay.
You're going to have to feel this, you know, and I'm just assuming you're heterosexual. If you're not, please forgive me, okay? But what I'm feeling is you're going to have to act like this dream is your woman. You're going to have to get up on this woman. You hear me? You're going to have to really connect with her. You're going to have to caress her. You're going to have to take care of her. By taking care of yourself, you know, like, that's my woman right there. I'm going to handle this. And I'm not talking in a macho way, Tony. I just mean there's something about that sexual, sensual energy that really propels us. Your dream wants to be had by you. It's not running from you. You don't have to lock it down. I want you to use your passion of attraction to make it happen for you.
Gotcha.
All right, so what I'm hearing is you got the abilities, you got the warrior energy. In your mind, you know you can do it. Getting into that meditative, sensual peace, connecting with the earth by whatever way that works for you to be able to tap into your, you know, your machismo, you know? And then you got to let it go. You got to let it go. Be like, that's
now,
my woman. Go ahead.
When you say let it go, like, in what context?
When I say let it go, I mean let the fears go. I mean let the worries go. Let even the control go. You know, if you know what you want to do, and I'm telling you to use the energy like, that's my girl over there. That's my baby. I don't have to chase her. Then what are the pieces that you need to do to feel even closer? Anything that takes you away from feeling close to your dream or your goal, that's what you need to let go of.
Okay.
Now, Tony, am I making sense or am I talking around your head right now?
No,
I want to know the truth.
That last piece that you just said, I can definitely connect that. So it definitely made meaning for me. Yeah, I got that.
Beautiful, Tony. And I'm looking forward to seeing your book, my brother.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
All right. It's my pleasure. Thank you so much for joining me tonight. And make sure you call back. Let me know how it's going, okay? All right. I think Tony might be gone now. But that was fun. How many times you get to tell a guy to act like that's your woman? But y'all know what I mean, don't you? Come on now. Sometimes we act like our dreams are our jobs. All right, Tori from Macon, you're next on a celestial show with Celeste Morgan. How you doing, Tori?
Hi, how are you doing? I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing great. That's one of my favorite names, Tori. Tori, you need a general reading tonight?
Yeah, just general.
Okay, let's see what we got for you.
Okay.
I'm going to the Mother Peace Tarot deck. I hope you're having a good night tonight, Tori. I thank you for being with me.
I am having a good night.
Ooh.
All right, now, see, I stepped into some Oshun energy with this number five running today. I love it.
Okay.
You know what? I'm going to mess with you right now. Here we go. Okay. All right. You have a six of swords, my dear. These are...
Okay.
You know, okay. This is swords, air, mind. Mind. It's all in the mind. It's reversed. So when it's the six of swords and it's upright, what it really is talking about is like you could see things from a higher perspective, okay? When it's reversed, mm-hmm. it means like you're really up on it. Like, I don't like how this is going. This isn't working for me. This is driving, you know. You're not able to pull back and take in the full picture, okay? So I'm going to invite you. I don't know what's moving in your life right now, Tori. But I'm going to invite you to think of this as a need to detach and pull up in your spiritual helicopter. A good friend of mine reminds me to do that on a daily basis. You know, these women are connected by roses, and they're flying high up in the air. And that helps them to see things from the full vantage point, all-encompassing way, so that they can make the best decisions for their life, okay?
Mm-hmm.
When it's not high, it's low, and you're too close up on it, okay? Now,
okay.
The next card for you is the six lovers card to the right. Now, this could be about being in a relationship or building a better relationship with yourself.
Okay.
Okay, it's about the blending, really, of the masculinity and the femininity that's within you. Now, you've got a decision to make. You got a nine, crone. She's a woman at the crossroads. I don't know what is moving in your life, Tori, but I see questions, and a real need to step back and really consider what you want to experience versus being pushed into areas that other people want you to be pushed in. Am I making sense at all for you, Tori?
Yes, you are.
Am I in your business, Tori?
You are in my business.
Okay. You don't have to tell me what it is, but the advice that I'm giving you is to pull back, sweetie. You're too up on it.
Mm-hmm.
Connect that blend within yourself, okay?
Okay.
And then you'll know which road to go in the crossroads when you stay true to yourself. But it's hard to stay true to yourself if you're too close up on a situation. Go up in your spiritual helicopter, and you will get signs and messages about the next way you need to go. You got that?
Okay. Got it.
All right? All right,
okay.
Now. Now, you call me and let me know how that go for you. And what's his name?
Okay.
What's his name, Tori? Psychic. Without your business. Well, look at you get it, really. Okay. Let me get up in my spiritual helicopter and mind my business. But if you have any further questions, you call me. Look at you. Oh, girl. You call me later and tell me about it. Okay. Thank you, Tori.
All right, thank you.
My pleasure, Miss Tori. Oh, girl. All right. Whew.
All right. Thanks, Coach. You have a good one. All right.
You too, honey. I'm sending you love and blessings.
Okay.
All right. Okay, now, Life Coach Day, will you join me for a quick second? Or is he busy?
You got me working day and night. Whew, I'm busting some sweat over here. Okay, you got me. You don't have a lot of time left. Right. Okay, you got a caller, Jay. Do you have time to do another reading?
That depends on you, my friend.
Oh no, you wrote this. You just call it. You're the reader. I don't know what you're going to pull. I got my cards here. Yeah, I got Black Angel cards, but I'm not doing it. You're doing it.
Oh my gosh, Jay, can we extend this? Little...
You want to extend the show?
Yeah.
Let me check with Heart Quarters. While you do a reading with Jay, I'll be right back. I'll let you know who can extend. Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Gotta love my producer. Hello, Jay. How are you doing?
Hey, pretty good. Yourself?
I'm great. So are you like a general reading tonight?
No, actually looking for relationship stuff, actually. But different.
Okay, no, that's fine.
Different type of question there.
All right, I like to shuffle three times to clear the energy.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see what we have for you, Jay.
Thanks.
One more time. And are you doing, how are you doing tonight?
Been pretty good, actually. I didn't do very much. Fix the car, shop, talk to friends.
Good for you. Always nice to relax. Okay.
Keep myself out there.
All right, now. Interesting. Okay, so what I have, Jay, for you is a Four of Swords. A lot of things going on in mind tonight, family. The number four is known to be a number of, people say it's the worker bee number. People say that it's about boundaries. It's a square. But it's also ruling planet is Uranus, and that's about, you know, originality and inventiveness and thinking outside the box. Now, the Four of Swords in Mother Peace Tarot cards, and Swords is, again, about mental perceptions, what you're thinking about, features a nude woman, and she is in a tent like a pyramid. She's inside, and her chakras are balanced behind her. She's meditating. So whenever I see the four number come in, for me, it really means about who we're letting in, who we're keeping out. She has created a space for herself to make that decision within. Now, we open up. Almost in the same seated pose is the Priestess of Dis, who's meditating with the child. And this has shown up again tonight with the parrot, her third eye. And then we move to the Daughter of Swords in her mind. Now, this is what I want you to pay attention to. The Daughter of Swords is on top of a mountain. Mountains are challenges. Horses are power. Okay? Horses mean power and medicine cards. This is what's really coming through for me to you. That there is a flow in these cards of someone being seated and taking in the action of what they most need to do for themselves and then going out and doing it. So I don't know what your relationship is, if it's romantic, if it's business, if it's a career, Jay. But what I'm hearing is not necessarily for you to rush into anything right away, but you need to take your time to think about, meditate on, and clarify your heart intentions so that you are using your full power when you get your answer on where you want to be and who you want to play with. You have some work to do in terms of getting your spiritual self together for whoever you want to bring or attract to you.
Okay.
Is that making sense to you? Is there anything that's not resonating?
Well, I practice meditation on a regular basis, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm putting myself out there more and more and more. So.
Well, yeah. I would say you focus on that. Now, when you're meditating, do you find yourself at peace with this question that you're having, or are you feeling more agitated?
The question, I don't do that during my meditation because
I practice a certain type
of meditation, actually, and I just keep it like that. So if it's in terms of creating, then I'll do is I'll practice the feeling state of it or practice liberating my breath first and then feeling that vibration or how would you say it, feeling that love to come into my space. So.
Yeah. Is there someone in that space right now? Because it almost feels like you're preparing for it from my card.
Yeah, I'm preparing for it. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So the question is, when is it coming?
Actually, it's not sort of when. It's going to be this year. I just wonder where.
Oh.
Where is the answer? I know when. It's coming this year, for sure. But it's just where.
Well, you have a good probably number for it to come this year with six running, which is ruled by Venus.
Yeah.
The number six, Venus, love, sensuality, romance, all that good stuff. And where, you know, what I'm really feeling is if, you know, perhaps these cards are just doing a snapshot of what you're doing, you know, meditating, because you've got two women meditating, and then one stands up on the rock and goes, I'm ready.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say continue with your practice, my brother.
Yep.
And let me know where it shows up.
I'd like to find out, too. I'm curious about that.
Yeah, yeah. What I'm seeing is you doing your work, and continue to do your work. Continue to focus on your meditation and aligning your energy, making sure you're going out enjoying. But the attraction piece, the magnet piece that I'm finding about love is that when we already are in that filling place, where it doesn't even matter, it just shows up.
Right. Yeah, that's true.
You'll be the antenna.
I will.
Yeah, so set your vibration high.
I will.
Okay.
Actually, just practice. So, yeah. I just bought a book recently on how to create the person. So I'll keep doing what I'm doing. That's the best thing. Go with the flow.
There you go. Sometimes the reading is just a confirmation that you're on the right track. I appreciate you sharing your story with us tonight.
You're very welcome, Felicity. Thank you. Thank you very much.
And you're welcome, Jay. Wow, what a night. Life Coach today. Let me go to the chat room real quick. Hello, my brother. How are you? Hello.
I'm good. You're saying the airwaves on fire tonight. You're just like, talk about storm. Good Lord.
Hey,
I love you. You told Tony, treat your dream like it's your woman. Woo! Now that's a way to deal with dreams. Now that was powerful. I mean, just think about it. I mean, treat your dreams like it's your man, your woman, and fall in love. Run home to your dreams. Always think about your dreams. Go to bed with your dreams. Oh my God, you'll give birth to all kind of prosperity. I'm still in that one. I quote you the first time after that, I make it my own. Okay, yep.
Hey, look, you gifted me spiritual helicopter, so thank you for that. And I want to make sure I shout out to Tracy Ann and Teresa. I thank you all for being there. You beautiful people on the phone lines. Hey, what's up? Life Coach today. I don't know if we're extending or not, but I did want you to do something.
What?
Yes, I do. You got a gift, and I would love to know. Okay. I don't know. You might not feel comfortable, but let me go ahead since I have you on the air. Am I around family?
Yeah.
And I
just, you want me to do something? You may not feel comfortable, but let me go ahead while you're on the air. Put me on the spot, why don't you?
Please, you'll be fine. Huh? I'm a pro at this. And hey, my sister's there. Hi, Lori. I love you. Okay.
Hey, Lori.
Go ahead, Stuart.
Okay.
Go ahead. Do her voice.
Hey, big brother. How are you? I love you.
There you go. Perfect. I love it. So, look, I heard that you got Black Angel cards today.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? Have you opened them up yet?
Of course I have. It's beautiful. And I'm getting whispered in my ears so much before you even said anything. I find myself shuffling about. I don't know nothing about it.
Yes. But, so today, please, just pull one.
Okay, I'll pull one. I'm shuffling. I can't do it as – it's kind of big, actually. This is not for a small-minded.
We have a really special – we have a special guest going to be joining Life Coach today and send you Earthlyn Marcelin, the creative Black Angel cards are going to be joining us at the end of August. And Life Coach today got her brand new, they were reprinted, they were out of print. And I've been reading these cards since 2000. So I know Life Coach today probably doesn't know what it is yet, but I would love to end the show with the Black Angel card reading from his deck.
Well, I pull the card, you do the reading.
I got you, buddy.
Okay. I was going to say, this card is so big that you can just tell where you are spiritually. So if you don't have one of these cards, you got a little bit more growing to do. This card, you did. It's like five hands to hold it. Mm-hmm. All right.
You know, they came to her in a dream. They're called the oracle cards, really.
Mm.
She creates
I love
them from a dream. And and it's powerful. So I'm really looking forward to your conversation with her. Okay, what you got?
Here we go. Oh, Lord. All right, I'm closing my eyes and pull a card.
Okay.
And I was going to flip it upside down, but now I'm, oh, the sower. The sower. S-O-W-E-R. Beautiful yellow color. So let me see what she said in the book. Let me try and front.
Go ahead. Because it's changed from my
time. I'm just going to, I'm tapping in.
Can you describe to me what she's doing?
You said what?
Can you describe what the sower is doing on the card?
Well, okay, let me tap into the Celeste Morgan in me. Well, ooh. Interesting. This is a beautiful card with a woman wearing a yellow dress. It's got all kind of spiral on it and some birds, I think. And she's looking up to the, where would it be if you're looking at the card? If you're looking at the card, she's looking up to the east. And she's got dreadlocks. Ah, Celeste is a beautiful card. And it's out of her hair. And I guess those are the seeds coming out. So it's like she's like releasing seeds into the planet. Oh, okay, so let me tell you what it means. I don't know what it means. I'm just telling this. It's just, ooh.
Good for you. Is that what I do?
Oh, well, you pull in cards. You just in a whole different planet. Oh, this is so exciting. Right, okay, just listen to this. So, anyway.
Yeah, if I remember right, her energy is about flourishing versus disappearing. Now, check that out.
You're right. Yeah. The waking path is flourishing, and the sleeping path is disappearing. And she has this quote at the top. You are bringing forth life from the seeds that have been planted.
Mm.
So you can take over
Isn't
from
that
there.
Powerful? Yeah. So the awakened path, what I love about Earthland style, Sinju Earthland style, is that she reminds us that the, you know, we have a tendency to pick things as good or bad. And it's not, she didn't want us to think of the sleeping path as being bad. It's really, you know, you're just have chosen in that moment on your path to fall asleep to the energy of flourishing. You're disappearing. It is, though, when contradictions are going to show up and the challenges are going to show up. But within our life, we're always waking, and sometimes we're sleeping. It's a cycle. So when the sower is flourishing and planting seeds, she is, you know, creating life. She's able to make her dreams happen. And not only that, be an example for everybody in her community. When she is disappearing, we're losing. We are losing out on something when she's asleep, because that means seeds are not being planted in that moment. But that doesn't mean she's not still getting seeds of growth. You know, there you go, those growth opportunities, the seeds of growth to decide that, you know what, I want to be seen. I want what I have to bring to this world to live and to exist. And what human being walking this earth, the spiritual being having a human experience, really doesn't want to flourish? when we're asleep and we're disappearing, it's really our growth opportunity to wake up and plant the seeds that we want for manifestation. Now, Earthling goes into a lot deeper than that, but that's a beautiful card to end this show. As showers, each and every one of us. Wow, Life Coach today, thank you for playing that game with me. I love your
Actually, yeah, you know, that's what I'm about. I love adventures, less than adventure, and I love just going through it up and down, twists and turns. But, you know, I must say this. Thank you for even having me pull that card, because I can definitely relate to it right now. Mm-hmm. It really speaks to me. So, you know, there are no accidents. We, you know, as you know, and you've seen your show, if someone calls in and the reading is for everybody that's listening. You know, you may not call in, and you may think, well, I wish this, I wish I could call in, I wish whatever. But, you know, everybody that's listening, just by who you are, vibrational match to experience that, something about the reading or the conversation is for you. So even though you just wanted me to pull it, I mean, I feel like I pulled a card for myself.
I love it. So guess what? Since we are going on an adventure, guess what we're going to end up with?
Where are we going to end up? We're going on an adventure?
In paradise.
Do we need to,
and guess what?
Do we need to discuss what?
Taking with me.
Oh, really? I love adventures.
I'm taking all of you with me.
All I need is a water bottle. That's all I need. Well, no, that's not all I need. I need my laptop, my cell phone, and I think I take my Kindle with me, so I don't have to worry about my books because I take my laptop. So, yeah, other than that, I ain't going. Okay.
Okay, fine then. But we are going to take an adventure in paradise. I want Reverend Michael Bernard Beckwith to be underneath me while you let us know what you're ushering us into tomorrow.
Oh, tomorrow. I am really, 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 I mean, really excited about tomorrow's show. You are not qualified to judge yourself. And I remember hearing that title. We are not. We go around acting like we have all the expertise and to judge ourselves. You suck at it. Everybody that's listening. You suck at judging yourself. Because I tell you a little snippet. Don't get me going. Here's the thing. When you judge yourself about something and you feel bad about something and you keep working with it, one day you will meet a teacher, read a book, or find something that's going to say, that is not the truth. That is the lie. And then we go, this time I thought something was wrong with me. Well, clearly, you suck at judging yourself. So it's time to stop it. It's time to live love out loud. So if you get to go deeper and get to find out what else is going to come through tomorrow, 12 p.m. Eastern, I'll be there. I hope you will be. If not, I'm going to have fun without you.
Well, Life Coach, thank you for extending the show for us. And I want to thank, hey, Tracy Ann, thank you so much. It's a great show because of all of you. It was wonderful doing readings and giving love. I see Emo's connection is in the chat room. What's up, Emo? Welcome. You can check out what you missed in the archives. We cut up tonight. Number 5 was our special guest family and our cards for the week that we're focusing on. Go back into the archives for it because I didn't write it down. Forgive me. I know we started off with the Son of Cups. Was it the Priestess?
And did you have a 10 or something? Did you have a 10 or that was a we'll read?
Aren't I funny? See, you know, something told me to write it down because I'm really going to follow it. But I thought it was the Son of Cups. I know we ended on 3 of Swords. With the drama. But don't worry, family. I'll make sure I'll post it on my wall so we won't forget it, okay? Because we're going to follow this energy, all right? And go back to the beginning of the show.
Just in case you need to know, I know you're a bit beyond that. You're quite enlightened. But just remember my show tomorrow. You're not qualified to judge yourself. I know you're enlightened being in your awakening.
I know, because you know I'm doing it. Oh, my God, I can't remember. Well, I pulled so many cards tonight. I'll remember to write it down so that I can end it up. But go back into the archives. Check out the other people's readings as well, because I can promise you anything that was for them and it's probably for you too. So I do love you guys so much. And I'll be hanging out with Life Coach today around 1, breaking down the energy of the day. Enjoy the grand sextile energy that's coming through with the Star of David configuration and the heavens. And make sure that you love yourself and take care of yourself. And with that, we're going to go on an adventure in paradise with Reverend Bernard Beckwith. Hey, take a holy breath right here. Turn it up, let's say. Right here. Right here.
Gracious, shake what your mama gave you.
Hey, I don't want to. I don't want to mess with the circuits.
Don't try me. I'm DC, y'all. Don't do it.
Don't try nothing. Won't be nothing. We do love you. Thank you for hanging out. Life Coach today, you rock as usual. I didn't thank you for screening all those calls for me, handling
You're
the technical
welcome.
Parts of the show, my partner in crime.
You're
all right. I'll catch you on the flip right. side. I'll see you guys on Facebook. You know it's true.
You are anointed and appointed by the Spirit as an image and likeness of divine and ultimate reality. As we bank in that domain, we bring heaven to earth as a spiritual practice. Wake up and say to yourself, I'm taking an adventure in paradise. And guess what? I'm taking you with me. I'm activating my spiritual stimulus package. I'm taking an adventure in paradise. Begins with an awareness that you're sourced and fueled and funded by a renewable resource which is within you. It never runs out. It is your essence. It's your life. Your divine spiritual stimulus package is activating the gift of divinity within you. But you may express them. You will express them beyond your wildest imagination and joy.
Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.